very toasty welcome to everyone who is hustling out there to make their life a masterpiece, and very toasty welcome to our very new, very fresh and a brand new season of the Rohan Arutej Show, a show where we love to be sensibly casual. It has been an incredible journey since the start of our show, from a single platform podcast to a whole new video series. And our aim has always been to grow every season. So we are right now in 100 countries, 1000 cities and over 30 plus platforms. Trust me, when I received this data and saw that the countries in which the show has engaged the audience, I was like, are these countries for real? Like, honestly speaking, ask yourself how many countries you yourself know. Definitely, I guarantee not 100. And if you know, I want you to comment in the comment section that you know that all the countries or over 100 countries. And now, as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. We just changed the format from being a no-nonsense show to a sensibly casual show. Now, why did we do this transition? It is very simple. We just pulled out a lens of generation to take a quick look at what generation of audience is the show engaging with. And this is what we found. The show has engaged three generations: Generation X, Generation Y, who are also called as Millennials, and the Generation Z. Let me help you understand who are these generations. Those who are born between 1940 to 1959 are known as Baby Boomers. The ones who are born between years 1960 to 1979 are known as Generation X. And the ones who are born between 1980 to 1994 are known as Generation Y, as well as Millennials. And the ones who are born between 1995 to 2010 are known as Generation Z. All the kids born after 2010 are known as Generation Alpha. So technically, we are engaging with few Generation X, whole bunch of Generation Y or the Millennials, and also the Generation Z. And of course, few of the Generation Alpha still in their diapers and figuring out who are their true friends at school. Now, what caught our attention were the Millennials. They are the major of all the audiences with whom the show is engaged with. And we wanted to study them and know them more, because I myself belong to this generation, the Millennials generation. So we started the research, and here's what we did. The population of Millennials and Generation Z amounts to half of the Earth's total population right now. And this is not the only reason why they are one of the most talked or discussed generations about. It is also because this generation has seen everything, I believe. They have experienced massive instability as well as uncertainty at home as well as at work. This generation is breaking all the rules and customs which previous generation have laid down for them. A study on Millennials highlighted this thing particularly, that Millennials don't trust or don't have faith in the ways and the processes which are designed by their preceding generations. On the other front, the Millennials are also marked as the most unsatisfied generation due to the ever-changing economy and the ways of doing things. Check it out for yourself. If you are a millennial, you might have done a task recently with which you might not be very happy, because you will later figure out that this task could have been done in a much more efficient and productive way by using different set of tools which you are unaware of. And this is a constant behavior at work and as well as at home of millennials. And that is why these millennials value experiences than just satisfying themselves with materialistic things. They feel more the experience they have, the more they can do things in different ways and also create an impact in their societies. So to know more about the millennials, we looked into a lot of surveys. Then we interviewed some millennials, of which we have handpicked few clips to show in this episode. And while doing all this, we figured out the key areas of life of millennials. And they are career and profession, relationship, life and emotions, money, lifestyle and health, and spirituality. The entire episode of Millennials revolves around these key areas of life. We also have clippings of millennials we interviewed, and here's what we have come up with. First, let's dive in the millennials' career and professional area of life. This is the first generation to use the word fun when asked how your dream career or job should be. The instant answer which we got was fun, and then followed with it should be interesting, it should be exciting, which they should look forward to for each day, and Mondays are not a pain in the ass. So basically, everything about their work should be fun. But when we checked with the millennials in our interviews and in our surveys, not most of them have landed up in any dream or fun career or a job. So to be honest, their dreams are still their dreams. Despite of they not landing up in their dream jobs, they expect a faster career growth and learning environment as well. It is also now very much evident that millennials are the ones behind the world-class and most advanced ideas across all the industries in the world. With that, millennials also keep high expectations for work-life balance, meaningful work and career satisfaction. And they do keep a low expectation for job security, although they value it a lot if they have it. Now, when we interview the millennials around career and profession, here's what they have to say.
I wanted to be an odd man out.
My family.
It was completely my choice.
70% my parents' choice and 30% my choice.
I'm blank. No idea what am I doing.
No, it's not a dream career. So I have not landed yet.
Not yet. I'm still thinking.
You should love doing your, you should make your career in the thing in which you love to do rather than going just for others.
If you see, millennials have dreams, millennials have goals, millennials are very much sorted in their head that what is that they need to do and want to do. But the whole issue is that in reality, that is not what is happening, which makes them lead to make wrong decisions and not stick to one job or one career. They feel that there's the intense need for transiting from one career, one industry to another, just because they are not satisfied with the faster growth they want, they expect, as well as the money which they get paid. And on top of that, the insecurity of their job. So millennials all in all are not satisfied in their career and profession, but they make it a point that whenever they get any kind of an opportunity, they just not blow it. So that was career and profession of the millennials. Let us further dive in deeper around the relationship area of millennials. Now, this is an interesting area for millennials. Now, when we were doing a research around this area of millennials, we found that most of the millennials have been through a relationship drama and trauma in their early 20s. And this means breakups, patch-ups, and finally ending up marrying someone else. And their relationship dramas and traumas have given a boost to the online dating platforms, resulting in fast dating, but failing to commit for making a lifelong commitment. They prefer to marry someone who they know rather than marrying someone who they don't know at all. So they are more like meet, date, marry rather than just meet and marry. We found a trend, and that is millennials delay in making adult commitments. They do start dating early in their life, but many are less likely to hit that milestone set by the previous generation of getting married at the age of 25, have babies by the age of 28, and then finally buy a home around 30 to 35 and just settle down in their life. But the ideal plan of the most of the millennials right now is to get married late, have the house secured first, and then grow their family post 30s. So if you see, most of the millennials are targeting to buy a home or a house by their 30s. One of the factors which make millennials shy away from marriage is concern over finding a position in their career that pays enough to support a household. Also, more to it is ending up with a partner who can fulfill all their needs like financial balance, a happy intimate relationship, They want their partner to be as a good friend and also a goal supporting one. Now, when we interviewed around relationship area of life of millennials, here's what we have come up with.
I need to get out all the time. I need to meet people all the time. I need validation that we are still friends all the time. I need to meet my friends all the time. Every day if I can.
Every day.
What is meet and marry? I need to understand the person. I need to know how compatible we are. It's not just qualities. It's also how we live on a daily life. Meet, date and marry.
Meet, date and marry.
But I always believe like the person I date should end up being my friend, or the person I marry should be a close friend of mine. And so I think date a friend is always something I would look.
If given two options, I would obviously choose one. Choose first as date a friend and then go for taking somebody out at the cafe.
2 days, I can do me time on one and family time on the others. Because I cannot like take a lot of family time at all times. I do need a little relaxation of my own.
Me time on weekends.
Now, if you see, millennials are not that great at managing relationships. They do want relationship, but they are not able to manage due to the hustle and bustle of their current affairs in their life. Now, there are multiple other areas which we are going to discuss, which is making them land up in this fast dating and not making a long-term commitment. But their ideal patterns remain not so old school, that is meet and marry, but rather meet, date and marry. So that was all around the relationship area of millennials, and now let's move to the next one. Now, coming to the next area of life of millennials, that is emotions. Millennials are the generation that are most likely to face the emotional roller coaster ride in their life, and that is because they are the victims of each generation's traditions and cultures. They are bombarded with a lot of it from every generation, and for that matter, Generation Z as well have their own set of way to do and live things in life. Millennials carry a burden of being a perfect fit for every other generation they have around them, and if something remains, they will live it for themselves. This generation fit makes them involved in family dramas as they face generational differences and difference of opinions or relationship or friendship dramas or dramas in their careers where they want to find a perfect work-life balance but failing to find one. The term we can coin over here is they are looking for being an emotional fit for each generation which has been around them. The need of being an emotional fit to generation has given a rise to anxiety and depression, leading them to feel like they should consult a life coach. Many millennials have also got into a habit of constantly seeking feedback and validation on decisions they make in their day-to-day life. Now, when we interviewed the millennials around emotions, here's what they have to say.
Every Friday, I can say. Every Friday, I get pulled into emotional drama.
I think 90% of the times.
Many times. How often in this is, there is no count for it, but many times.
I'm very bad at this. I overthink and exaggerate situations a lot. If it's my own personal emotional drama, I handle it very badly. If it's somebody else's, I think it's always easier to give advice than to actually like practice what you preach. So handling it myself, I'm pretty bad. I can exaggerate every situation.
I seek help of my brother.
I would like to believe that I keep, as much as I can, I keep a neutral opinion of things. And if not, I at least try to understand the two sides of whatever drama or issue is.
Be patient. Be patient into that situation. You'll handle it.
Like to confide in confidants and friends, and thankfully my friend is a life coach, a certified life coach, so it gets easier that way. But professionally speaking, I actually haven't really thought to like seek out and find and research and consult a life coach as such. Advantages are having a friend who is one, so it doesn't, it just gets.
I haven't consulted anyone, but I thought of consulting one.
Every decision I make, which is like, I think it's a horrible thing, But every decision I make, I like to have a second opinion on it, or I like to know that it's fine, what decisions I'm making, what choices I'm making are correct or not. I always love having confidant. I confide in my friends and confidants quite a lot.
I seek feedback in life.
Now, clearly, millennials have gone through a lot of emotional drama. And I guess they have got the knack of now, or they have learned how to handle the emotional dramas and traumas better than any other generation, because each generation has been bombarding a lot of things on them, but they are able to still manage and get away with their life. So millennials will always be seen as a good, emotionally intelligent generation rather than any other generation, I believe. So that is all around emotions of millennials. Now let's come to the next area of life, finance. The motivation for all the generations have been money, but the millennials are very much planned enough about why they want that money. So if you see the goal charts or vision boards, you shall find the difference right away. The baby boomers, as well as the Generation X, were motivated to have money for financial security, plan for retirement, to send their kids in good school and good universities, but the millennials are way too much less concerned about the similar issues because now their money planning is very much well in place. They have been planned enough around money, but not entirely. Their kids and saving for their kids is not a primary financial planning goal for them. They are looking for being more self-sufficient, and once they hit that milestone, they might plan for the secondary future. One of the studies on millennials report that in the most of the countries, the spending power is more with millennials and less as compared to others. They also reported that there is a decrease in spending power of the baby boomers and Generation X. This leads to a very important question, and that is, are baby boomers dependent on millennials to feed them and take care of them? The next rise which we have seen is in the usage of credit cards. The majority of credit card holders are millennials now, and they feel it is a boon and not a burden. But when asked to baby boomers and Generation X, they find credit card a burden after a while. Now, is it that baby boomers have understood the true nature of credit card, or is it that millennials just know better how to use their credit card? Now let's come to the investment aspect of millennials. Unlike baby boomers who believed in the power of stock market and share market as a part of their investment plan, millennials believe more in angel investments and other similar investment plans. And why wouldn't they? Millennials have been also focused on supporting projects which will ease their life through innovative products and solutions, and that's where they want to put their money in. So they are not investing in something which is around the stock market, which will give them the benefit right away, but they are okay to wait for a little long and serve two purposes. That is, one is definitely their own purpose to get rich by investments, but also to develop products and solutions for the future generation as well as for themselves, which will ease their life.
Well, I think I am still unstable in my life. So that word financial stability, I have not figured it out.
I feel that we should secure our future at any point of your life, because you never know what's coming tomorrow. So you need to have, financial securities.
I'm not a very entrepreneurial person because I like knowing secure, like having a secure job, knowing exactly how much I'll earn this month. Investing and having extras on the side is a different thing. I would like to think that I would one day want to expand into different things, but I'm very big on stability and knowing exactly how much I'm saving, how much I'm earning. I like having a secure job.
So I prefer policies, which gives me good returns. I prefer FDs, no matter the returns are less, but they're secured.
I have just had this vague ideas about what I would want to do. And once I'm in a place where I've saved enough and living life lavishly enough for myself, I think angel investments or like mutual fund investments, these are the things that I've like from the top of my head just thought about. Angel investments seem like a good idea for somebody who understands the startup scenario in the country. So I think for me, that would be my first priority.
To compromise on some things and save for future.
Beautiful it sounds to live in the present. It's extremely impractical to me. Like, I love knowing. I need to know how my future is going to look like. I need to save for the future. It's more realistic to know, to have a plan for the future than to just like, and I think compromise is a very negative word in that sense. Just to have a plan for the future, to know how much you're spending today and how much of your life or your money or your time or your energy you're spending for the future. Just need to balance that up.
Financial stability, being satisfied with your needs is the best route to, you know, stable yourself in life.
Let's come to the next area of life of millennials, that is lifestyle and health. It may probably happen that millennials might not know the best restaurant in town, but they might know a great fitness center. Millennials are found to be a lot more considerate about their health and fitness. Also, the health and fitness apps are giving motivation for each millennial to work on their body shape, size, and figure. On one hand, there is a rise in adoption of these physical development apps, and on the other hand, there is also a rise in mental fitness apps. The millennials are preferring to be mentally fit while struggling to be emotionally fit as well. So to keep up themselves, they are now being open to practices like yoga, meditation, and quiet me times whenever possible. The lifestyle of millennials, though some were focused on being fit, still keep a space to explore new pubs, bars, cafes, and do a high on alcohol weekender. And trust me, they call it as a balanced lifestyle. Somewhere I feel all the trainers who train around work-life balance should really consider speaking to millennials first before they create a content around work-life balance.
I would prefer to cook.
I would take a you know, a home delivery or a takeaway. I don't think I can cook.
I love cooking, in fact, but I think out of convenience sake and with the life that we live in, with job and so much to take care of, with like family, jobs and everything, I think it's always more convenient to take out.
Takeaway or home delivery. Multiple dresses and rupees 5,000.
Depends which month, which part of the month. If it is the first week of the month, yes, one dress for 5,000. End of the month, multiple dresses for 5,000.
Multiple dresses and 5,000. Make the best use of your money, please.
Multiple dresses of rupees 5,000.
But give me a sense of independence. Like, from where I come from, it stems from the sense of independence. Plus, I enjoy driving or riding or whatever it is. Taking myself.
It's about the utility. First one, if it is about pleasure, it's always about driving. And if it is about necessity for traveling from one point to another, it's better you use cab.
Night owl.
On yourself, driving by yourself.
I prefer driving by myself.
In casuals, I don't think people take you seriously. Like, formal for sure.
Forever night owl.
Night owl.
I want to be an early riser, but I am a night owl right now.
I would like to say I'm an early riser because you're 100% and your most productive self in the mornings. I'm such a night owl. I'm so efficient and I get so much more work done evenings onwards and like throughout the night than I would like waking up early. So yeah, night owl.
Now here's what we can conclude. Millennials are health freaks. We can say that they are considering to be working out for the physical fitness as well as the mental fitness. But with that, they are not missing out on the trends of fast food and fast fashion, which keeps changing on regular basis, and they are keeping up themselves with it. Coming to the spiritual area of life of millennials, I believe millennials have started understanding what spirituality is really, the true meaning of spirituality. The previous generations had really messed up the concept of being religious and being spiritual. And the good news is that millennials as well as the succeeding generations are making an effort to really understand and also practice it. The meaning of spirituality is different for the millennials. They are spiritual but not religious. They believe in the power of meditation and yoga and other spiritual practices. For millennials, they find spirituality in their work, where they work at peace and they are satisfied with their work. Maybe it can be a prayer, singing, and other activities as well. Millennials don't prefer to worship anyone or anything unless they feel to do it. They have made themselves spiritually independent from the generations. They have been through the drama of other preceding generations, which made them believe and do things in a certain way under the name of spirituality. But in recent times, the millennials have got independent from all of it. And here's what they have.
Oh, spirituality. I think it's the way you connect with your inner self. It's for me, it's just the positive thought coming out of your inner self and, you know, giving you a positive vibe that everything you want can happen.
There is some kind of faith that is required. Even people who think they're atheists have faith in science or something. They always have faith in some kind of a divine thing that they can't explain. And I think that is what spirituality is, to understand yourself, to understand the things around you. Self-realization is spirituality. Whatever gives you self-realization, that is meditation or godliness or whatever.
It's faith, it's belief.
You believe in something and you seek for the positivity from that point. It's spirituality from me.
Whenever I'm low, I always chant on some prayers or some mantras.
Now here's my final verdict. Millennials are great. They are definitely the future of baby boomers, Generation X, and a great support to Generation Z as well as the Alpha. Millennials are having a great responsibility on themselves towards innovation and creation of the products and services which will make life easy for all. Also, I believe that millennials are the ones who are really considerate about environmental challenges, animal welfare, and old age homes and similar other global level issues which involves humanity. As for me, I being a millennial, I am committed to do my bit, and to all other millennials, this is our generation. This is our time. This is our century. We have a great responsibility, and let's play our contributing role and make life more worth living. With that thought, I would like to wrap up this episode. Till then, take care, bye-bye, and see you in the next episode, same day, same time, next week. Take care, bye-bye.